Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Arthur Schaffner, S-H-O-F-F-N-E-R. His address is 21914 Berkeley Drive, Palo Cedro, California, 96073, phone 530-547-4885. ID is XXX XX-6554. Date of birth is February 2nd, 1939, 83-year-old, married, retired man. Insurance is Medicare / Partnership Health. Pharmacy is Rite Aid, 530-547-4403. It's addressed to Dr. Than, T-H-A-N, Aung, A-U-N-G, address is 2421 Old Eureka Way, Redding, California, 96001, phone 530-225-8775, fax 530-225-8778. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for symptoms of persistent trigeminal neuralgia, new paragraph, reported comorbid medical problems, recurrent cephalgia, list these vertically, type 2 diabetes, previous sinusitis, atrial fibrillation, history of possible postherpetic neuralgia, allergic rhinitis, microhematuria, COPD, dorsalgia, diaphragmatic hernia, syncope and collapse, native coronary artery disease without angina, pulmonary hypertension, abdominal aortic aneurysm, coronary artery bypass graft stents, history of transient cerebral ischemic attack, hypertension, allergies none reported, new paragraph. Dear Dr. Aung, thank you for referring Arthur Schaffner for neurological evaluation, considering his persistent trigeminal neuralgia. New paragraph, as you are already aware, he has had an extensive history of diagnostic evaluations at UCSF, UC Davis, a special consultant in Oregon, all of which identified his neuralgia, providing various recommendations for interventions. New paragraph, in review of his current treatment at his initial appointment, I initiated oxcarbazepine at therapeutic dosages, which unfortunately by his report was not successful in controlling his neuralgia. New paragraph, He gives a history of neuralgia in the left frontal forehead superior orbital trigeminal V1 and V2 distribution from a previous history of shingles. Previous therapies include tramadol and acetaminophen. New paragraph. In consideration for his evaluation after review of available records that were kindly provided, we obtained previous and current MR imaging of the brain with and without contrast and neuroquantitative brain evaluation. New paragraph. He has some white matter ischemic changes. The high-resolution 3 Tesla neuroquant study, on the other hand, showed close proximity of the right superior cerebellar artery to the cisternal segment of the right trigeminal nerve. There were some minor atherosclerotic vascular changes. New paragraph. His previous laboratory studies were consistent with type 2 diabetes with some increase in the alkaline phosphatase liver studies. New paragraph. In consideration for his clinical history, we attempted to obtain cardiac calcium scores at open systems imaging, but they were declined because of his previous stent placement. Subparagraph. We are re-referring him to North Valley / Enloe MRI Center, where he can get the same study done with a lower resolution CT, if possible. New paragraph. The important thing here, however, is the fact that he has persistent symptoms of trigeminal neuralgia with a probable vascular cerebral etiology in the superior cerebellar artery, approximating the trigeminal nerve. Subparagraph, this is a well-known and treatable operative intervention that can be accomplished through the specialty clinic at UCSF. New paragraph, we are referring him there for their opinion after we complete additional MR vascular angiography of the circle of Willis with attention to the cerebellar artery and the trigeminal nerve. New paragraph, I would anticipate that if this bears out to be true, this will be a successful intervention that will relieve his symptoms. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when he returns in my signature.